This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, a quote about Lincoln. Though Mr. Lincoln continued to tell stories, they were always told for a purpose. When he was in the deepest trouble and anxiety, when he had been subjected to humiliation, he found relief in this particular practice. He could tell a quaint or humorous story in one breath and in the next melt into tender and sympathetic words for the distressed. Now that's on page 250 of a book called The Story of Abraham Lincoln, or The Journey from the Log Cabin to the White House, including his jokes and anecdotes, by Eleanor Gridley, Secretary of the Lincoln Log Cabin Association, in its centennial anniversary edition from 1909, the 100th year of Lincoln's birth. Eleanor Gridley was from Jackson, Michigan, and by now her own volume, has the light tan and flaky pages of a book that is itself over 100 years old. Like many vintage pages, it feels more like, the paper feels more like pressed butterfly wings, and strangely as well, they give off a sweet smell, as if long gone rose petals or orchid flowers had been pressed between the pages. Mrs. Gridley joins the ranks of another woman writer of her time, Ida Tarbell, the one who revised interest in Lincoln's biography by her own scholarly two-volume work. She was also the great researcher, the muckraker, who in the hands of Theodore Roosevelt brought down the Rockefeller oil monopoly. It is notable that many of the writers who write about Lincoln are women. Ida Tarbell returned from France because of her valuing of Lincoln's legacy. And she said famously at the turn of the century when she returned that America's problems were her problems. And while all students and scholars of Lincoln see different aspects of his complex and paradoxical constellation of traits, there is remarkable consistency in who they see. Mrs. Gridley sees the same paradoxically humorous and tragic figure that we all see. And she writes of him in the very same vocabulary that we all use. Lincoln is quaint and humorous, tender and sympathetic. The private and the public man hold true, generation after generation. We did not invent the life of Abraham Lincoln here, only the perspective that we call his spiritual life. And we just keep his story going. His core of truth is solid and immense. There is another woman writer from our time who, like Lincoln, like these other women writers from earlier centuries, sees how the story and storytelling is important to the spiritual life and to our political life. The writer is Francine Kiefer, who has been the congressional writer for the Christian Science Monitor for the past 5 years. She's no stranger to Maine. She's often reported on our politics and our politicians. In a recent Christian Science Monitor editorial announcing Ms. Kiefer's move to head the California and West Coast office of the Monitor, the editor defines for us the perspective that she uses to bring us her reporting. The perspective is, in a word, Lincolnesque. It has to do with the unifying quality of stories and how stories portray our common humanity and values. How does one see the political news coming out of Congress? How does one survive the pressure cooker of Washington, D.C.? Her answer is that you seek out the humanity of the people you write about. As she herself was advised, look for the backstory. Every legislature, she says, has a story, and that story helps explain why they see the world the way they do. There are, of course, limits to the relevance of personal story and social policy, but they and the enactors who make policy happen are never really separate. If we, like Lincoln, can find stories, narratives that link us to our deep selves, to each other, and to the national story, then we have a country. Lincoln knew this when he started his Gettysburg Address, as we have noted. He did not say 87 years ago. He said 47 years ago. He might as well have said once. Once upon a time. So we too, in our imaginations, knowing and telling stories that we hold dear, can be lighted down in honor even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.